Welcome to week two of World Relief's four-part Advent series. My name is Andrew Sechrist, and this week we're reflecting on the first to see. Our scripture today comes from Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 20. And it reads this way. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which they were just as they had been told. I still remember with fondness the felt boards my Sunday school teachers would break out each Christmas to retell the nativity story. As a kid, it never seemed strange that there was such an odd guest list invited to see baby Jesus. Who would you invite to join you in one of your most intimate and special moments as a family, even welcoming God in the flesh? My guess is it wouldn't be strangers who smelled bad. Yet it was shepherds, essential to the economy but overlooked at the bottom of society, whom God saw and called to come see the Savior that holy night. As dramatic as this scene was, the heavens opening up God's glory to mere shepherds, it wasn't new. Our God always sees those who are lowly and displaced, marginalized and removed. From Adam and Eve in the garden after the fall, to the Israelites in Egyptian captivity, to the very tears in our own eyes that will one day be wiped away in his presence. God stunningly sees and relentlessly redeems. Maybe today your sight feels overwhelmed through the relentless flood of technology and social media. Or maybe you feel paralyzed as you see suffering and brokenness that seem too big to enter into or even look at. It's precisely here that we can rest in the truth that our calling to see comes as those who have first been seen, and stunningly so, by our God. It is from this new identity that we are invited with the shepherds to see not only our Savior, but also those who are at the furthest margins, following as he relentlessly redeems. Will you join me in praying? Lord Jesus, we marvel with the shepherds as those who were once far off, but who have now been brought near. Your gaze could overlook, but instead it knows intimately. Your gaze could intimidate, but instead it invites in. Your gaze is full of grace, bringing the divine to those who were distant, love to those who were lowly, and invitation to those who were invisible. Lord Jesus, we marvel with the shepherds as those who were not only seen, but also who get to see you. May our gaze, as it fixes on you, be strengthened and sustained towards those at the margins whom you love, see, and are redeeming. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.